I believe that we each have unique soul gifts to share with the world. You know that, you've been listening to this podcast for a while. And the women that I work with tell me that they think my soul gifts have been in supporting them to build awareness of what you really want out of your private practice and within your life, moving you towards your goals in a structured and confident manner, feeling more calm, in control, and confident by thinking through how you'll focus your day and supporting you to consistently receive referrals each week. When we work together, you will raise your awareness of how much energy you're putting into your practice. You will receive practical advice and steps that you can implement straight away, and you'll finally let go of the need to be constantly working hard in inverted commas, and you'll still see results. Plus, I'll teach you how to see opportunities for abundance for your practice and your life just about everywhere. If you're listening to this and it's landing for you, we're destined to meet. Tell me more about where you're at and we can see together if my coaching program is going to be the right support for you right now. Book your call using the link in the show notes. I can't wait to connect with you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Let's get on with the show. Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I am so appreciative of you. Welcome to all of the new subscribers and thank you to everybody that's a loyal listener and enjoys listening to every single one of these episodes. I am so grateful that you're here. So, okay. I've been having a look at the statistics and it's so interesting when I look back in, so I use a platform called Podbean. It's a free podcast platform. And you can store and upload all of your episodes there. And then Podbean distributes those for you to platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and Google and Alexa and all of those sorts of platforms. But when I'm looking through my episode list, it tells me, you know, the number of downloads of each episode. And it's so interesting because it seems to be the most popular episodes are the ones on the archetypes and the masculine and feminine energy. And so I was thinking today what I might do is I guess give you a bit of clarity around that, because if you're new to the show, you may have missed this. And I thought what I could do is also give you some real life examples to help you identify where your energy tends to sit most of the time. Because I think when you have that awareness, it's really going to help you not only with your private practice, but with your life. And you'll be able to start doing things a little bit differently, learning how to embody different types of energy. And you should start to see results in your business in, you know, not very long at all. So welcome to the show. So just a quick recap, when we're talking about masculine and feminine energy, they're just two words that we use, and they're speaking to archetypes in a way, and archetypes were created by Carl Jung, who studied with Freud, as you know. But in history and in the sacred texts, you will often hear the same energy referred to as yin and yang, or anima and animus, if you're in the psychology field and things like that. So it doesn't really matter the actual words that we use. We're just describing two different energies. or well, it's the same energy, but two different aspects of that energy. And so when you're, let's say that you identify as female, you identify as a woman, you still have masculine and feminine energy or yin and yang energy. If you identify as a male, then you still have masculine and feminine energy. It doesn't matter how you identify your physical body. We all have both of these energies and we have them in four parts. So we have, first of all, what's called we can call it the sacred or the divine energy. So it'd be sacred or divine feminine and sacred or divine masculine. And that's that really, really healthy energy that we want to be. The flip side of that is we have what's called either a shadow energy or a wounded energy, depending on who you study this under. I learned it as wounded, but I think I'm more comfortable using the term shadow, but I'll flip in and out, but you'll know what I mean. So you have the wounded or the shadow masculine and you have the wounded or the shadow feminine. And the reason that this is important for you to understand when it comes to your private practice is it helps you build a practice or develop your practice in a way that honors who you are and that honors your soul's message and your soul's purpose. And this is the kind of stuff that you don't learn with other private practice coaches. What they do isn't wrong or anything like that, but what they tend to do is focus on the strategy and maybe they'll do a little bit of mindset stuff with you. But what I feel was most powerful for me is what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And that was really understanding about the role that understanding this energy can have in terms of unlocking success, whatever that means for you, in your beautiful soul-led private practice. So, okay, you might be thinking, well, what's masculine energy? And so let's just take a quick look back at that. This is covered in previous episodes in more detail, so I won't go into it too deeply here. But just to give you an idea, that the archetype of the masculine energy is universally understood. So when you think about, let's say you think about that male energy, what comes to your mind? Okay, so things that might come to your mind would be very traditional things, like maybe you think about a provider, maybe you think about somebody who's strong, maybe they're strong-willed, maybe they're strong physically. You might think about how they like to plan things out, they like maps. They don't even need maps sometimes. They're good with blueprints, diagrams, maths and numbers, structure, logic, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So that's typically what a masculine energy is like. A wounded or a shadow masculine energy is still in that space, but it manifests in ways that are perhaps unwanted. So it can be somebody who takes one of those healthy qualities a little bit too far. For example, if somebody's a bit controlling, that's an unhealthy masculine energy. And you can maybe think about areas in your private practice where perhaps you're being a little bit too controlling. Maybe you're micromanaging staff, maybe you're micromanaging processes, maybe you're requiring people to report to you a lot more than they really need to. And so it's kind of stifling for them, yet it helps you feel more in control and reduces your anxiety. You can feel very competitive. That's another aspect of wounded masculine. When it goes too far and it starts to impact your business in unhealthy ways, that's wounded or shadow masculine energy. Being quite manipulative, argumentative, combative, those sorts of things. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know what, I'm a woman in private practice and I'm not relating to much of this wounded masculine. But just think about whether or not you show up in your business as competitive. I mean, are you feeling like you're competing against other private practices to get referrals or to get acknowledgement? Or are you competing against, if you don't own a private practice, maybe you're working in one, do you feel like you're in competition with other women or other practitioners in the private practice for acknowledgement, you know, or to hit goals? Maybe you've been given KPIs, key performance indicators, that you need to meet? How are you feeling about those? Are you feeling a bit uncomfortable with them? Are you feeling a bit bitter about it? Those sorts of things would be a sign that you're perhaps in wounded masculine energy. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't worry. We all move between all of these energies. So don't worry. Going over to the feminine energy. So that sacred or divine, really healthy feminine energy is about building relationships. It's about connection and connection from a real heart space. So it's that deeper, genuine, authentic, it's safe to be vulnerable type of connection. It's seeing beyond the person's symptoms to the person themselves. It's beyond pathologizing. It's beyond medicalizing. It's beyond diagnosing. It's beyond treatment. It's seeing that client as another living, breathing human being and holding space for them in the work that you do. Healthy feminine energy is quite creative, is very comfortable in her own skin, loves to be seen. So in terms of your private practice, if you're in the healthy feminine energy, you would probably be really comfortable if you're on, say, social media, you'd probably be very comfortable putting your photo up there, doing behind the scenes at the practice, sharing stories of success at your practice, sharing your journey of how you became a practitioner, things like that. If you're in the wounded or shadow feminine energy, it's kind of the opposite. You are very fearful. You don't want to be seen. Well, you do, but you don't. So it's like in your heart, you really want to be seen and you really want to be heard. But there's this overarching energy there of it's not safe. And so that manifests by limiting beliefs such as I'm not going to post anything on social media because it's not safe, because what if somebody judges me? That will hurt my feelings and that might hurt my business and people won't like me and that will be so uncomfortable for me. I'm just going to avoid that altogether. But there's this other part of you that knows that you're missing out on helping people because they can't see what they can't see. And you and I both know that what gets seen gets paid. So another example would be, you have a voice, but you're not using it because, again, there's a fear. What if I say the wrong thing and get into trouble? What if I say the wrong thing and people don't like it? What if I say the wrong thing and you get the idea? But at the same time, you know that you need to be heard. Your message needs to be heard so that you can speak with the people that do need to hear your message. So when you're in that shadow feminine energy, you tend to be dimming your light. You know, Rebecca Campbell uses this term, dim to fit in. And, if you find that you hesitate or you procrastinate, it's possible that in some parts of your business, you're sitting in a little bit of a wounded feminine energy. And that's okay. It's just indicating that there's perhaps some work for you to do. And again, this is what I'm saying. You don't get to do this with other private practice coaches. They're going to give you the structure, which is going to meet your masculine need for doing all of the things. Often when I speak with private practice owners in our initial inquiry conversations, they'll say to me, oh, I need the processes and I need the systems and that's all I want. And do you know what? They've been given the processes and the systems by previous private practice coaches and by previous trainers. It's not about the systems and the processes. It's about healing this shadow energy, whether it's in the masculine space or the feminine, so that they can then step into complete alignment, not only with their soul's purpose, or if you don't want to use the word soul's purpose, maybe complete alignment with your vision, like what you really want with this practice. And so that's why it's really important that you have that understanding of the four areas. And if you're not sure, so when I was learning about this too, I found it really hard to figure out, what's my dominant energy. And, people talk about identifying your core essence. And I used to struggle with that. And I used to think, oh, I don't know what my core essence is. And how do I even find out? And I used to really overthink it and get myself worked up about identifying it, because I thought if I couldn't identify it, I was going to miss out on being successful in my business. I know now that that's not true. That was just my own fears. But The other thing that I thought too was, I guess in my mind when I was learning about all of this, I thought, wow, you've got a masculine, you've got a feminine, so you should be 50-50, right? And you should be integrating 50% masculine and 50% feminine. And so for the longest time, I really was beating myself up because I struggled to do everything 50-50. I mean, just to give you an example, I only work from 9 a.m. till 12 a.m. And I do that Monday through Wednesday. And it's just how I want to run my business. And I was thinking to myself, well, geez, if I'm seeing clients from 9 to 12, 3 days a week, where am I going to fit in this feminine stuff? And then I was thinking, well, maybe I can do it after I finished work or before. And then, you know, sometimes the other thing that I find is I have an awareness that I should be in my feminine energy, but I'm just not in the mood to light the incense or listen to the music or dance around the room. You know what I mean? And so I struggled for a long time with my own understanding of what it meant to embody both of these really healthy energies. And so it was explained to me recently that we have, you know, let me give you an example. So I was thinking to myself, okay, I've got this structure in my day and that structure feels really good. My policies and my procedures are good. They could always do with improving and updating because I'm always expanding and growing and tweaking and changing. So I probably could do a better job of keeping on top of things like, you know, intake forms that I have for private practice coaching clients and things like that. But anyway, so I was thinking about all of that. And then I was thinking about how am I going to integrate like these moments of feminine energy into the practice, because I know that's where I receive. And I mentioned this on the last podcast, so I won't go into it again and belabor the point. But I was thinking about, you know, what I really love to do. And I was thinking, well, what do I really love to do when I relax? And my idea of relaxing is sitting in front of Netflix and watching something that doesn't require me to think too much. I'm rewatching Making a Murderer at the moment and just loving that. I watched The Staircase recently and just loved that. And actually those ones do get you to think. But the point is my energy is just sort of sitting there. I just want to sit and I just want to be. And then I was thinking to myself, well, what does my mind like? What does my mind really like to do when it's relaxing? And I thought, well, my mind really just likes to be empty. You know, I do enjoy a good meditation, clearing my mind. I do enjoy sometimes to sit outside in the backyard and just, you know, look at my fruit trees and just watch the birds and watch the clouds in the sky, things like that. And so I was able to understand that, you know, when it's broken down into your body, mind, and heart, what I realized through discussion with somebody yesterday was that I have a masculine identified body, in that my body likes to be still. My body is not one that's going to be running anytime soon. When my body's relaxing, it likes to be still. So I think I have identified that I have a very masculine identified body. It's not to say I don't have curves and I don't like to wear dresses. Of course I do, but in terms of energy, it's a masculine body, okay? It likes routine. It likes to get up at the same time every day. It likes to go to bed at the same time every day. It's really affected. Like, I love to go to bed at 10 o'clock. If I go to bed even 20 minutes later, it throws me off for like 2 days. I'm that affected by it. I like to eat breakfast at the same time every day, lunch at the same time every day, dinner at the same time every day. I eat the same food every day and I'm happy doing that. Every morning I will have it's called a loaded brekkie pie, but it's really just like scrambled eggs in a pie crust. I'll have that every morning for breakfast. For lunch, I'll have pad thai. For dinner, I will usually have slow cooked beef and mashed potato with some vegetables. And for dinner every night, it's the same. I always have passion fruit yogurt with a few chopped up strawberries on it. And I love that. I could eat the same thing every day. But I spend a lot of time with my mum, and my mum is the opposite to me. She's like, darling, how can you eat that same food day in, day out and not get bored of it? I'm like, I'm just happy doing it. It's very predictable for me. I love it. But she likes to eat different things all the time. She can't eat the same thing twice in a row like I can. My mum, she loves to wake up when it feels right for her body, which is the opposite to me. I set an alarm and I get up at 7:30 every morning, regardless of how my body feels about it. But my mum will be like, you know, oh, I felt like getting up at 9, so I got up at 9, or I felt like getting up at, you know, 5:30 this morning, so I got up at 5:30. And she can stay up and go to bed whenever she likes. She'll go to bed at 11 or 1 or 2 and feel fine the next day. So her body isn't locked into routine. So that's just to give you an example of, you know, how you might be able to identify for yourself what your body's energy tends to be. And then we have mind energy, right? So is your mind sitting in the masculine or the feminine? So my mind, again, loves logic. It loves processes. It loves to go step one, step two, step three, step four. Like at the moment, I'm putting together an affiliate program for Private Practice with Soul Class of 2021. And so I'm working with my project manager on that. And we're just having a ball putting it together. But sometimes she'll just handball me stuff and say, hey, I need you to get this together for me so I can set everything up. But I come back to her and I'm like, I need a structure. Like, what does this need to include? What's the deadline? How long have I got? What are the measurables on this? And do you know what I mean? So my mind is like, give me the framework, give me the structure. Whereas, you know, just to give you another example, I'm just using my mum here again. My mum's not like that. My mum's like, I'm going to bake today. And she's not even going to use a recipe. She's just going to like add the ingredients that she feels are the right ingredients to put in. Whereas I want to follow the recipe to the letter and make sure the cake comes out the right way. But my mum is like happy to experiment, and, you know, she'll do something like take a basic cake recipe and she'll say, well, I wonder if I add a handful of choc chips into this, you know, what will happen and if it will work out. And she just seems to have this intuition about, you know, messing around with a recipe, and it really bothers me so much. Also, if I'm driving, I will always put on Google Maps. It comes through my phone on Apple CarPlay, and, you know, I just have it quietly there in the background, and Siri tells me turn left in 500 meters, get into the right-hand lane, you know, all of that sort of stuff. My mum's just like, hey, let's drive here. And I say, okay. And my mum just like, she's just like, we don't need to know the actual map or path or streets that we're taking. We're just going to head in that general direction and see where we end up. And it drives me bananas because I don't want to waste time. I just want to get there quickly and efficiently. Another example is, if you're masculine identified, you're probably writing out a shopping list, and you probably go to the shops and you get everything on the list, you tick it off, put it in your trolley, and you come home. If I'm shopping with my mum, she wants to go in and browse at stuff, and it drives me bonkers because I just want to get in and get out. But she likes to just have a bit of a browse. She'll take a little shopping list, but then she wants to walk up and down aisles that have nothing to do with the shopping list, and she wants to look at what's on sale, and she wants to look at the new herbs and spices, and she wants to look at the new essences and things like that for her cakes and the baking. And it drives me dotty, and I just think, oh, we could have been in and out of here in 15 minutes, but it's like an hour later, you know what I mean? And she's bought all these extra stuff that wasn't on the list, and it really bothers me. So think about, you know, your behavior when it comes to your mind and how your mind likes to work as well. I mean, even like, do you plan out your diary a week ahead or the night before? Do you plan out what you're going to be doing the next day? Or do you just get to work and see where the day takes you? You know, if you're that sort of person, you're probably in your feminine in terms of your mind. And then, of course, we've got heart space. And your heart space is really around, again, those masculine and feminine qualities. So I guess my heart space, a feminine heart space, is all about connecting, loving people, going above and beyond, really genuinely having care, genuinely having compassion, genuinely wanting the best for other people, even if it means sacrificing something for yourself, genuinely being authentic, genuinely being vulnerable, genuinely being transparent and open and honest, regardless of, you know, what you think the repercussions or the consequences might be. It's that beautiful space where you just feel so lit up and amazing. And I guess so, bringing this, looping this back around to what we were talking about earlier today and how I used to struggle thinking, you know, I had to have both the masculine and the feminine, feeling like I was forcing my feminine, which just felt so wrong. What I realize now is that, you know, we have our energy body, our masculine body, and our heart body. And by understanding where your energy sits for those three bodies, you will better be able to develop your private practice in a way that really feels good for you. And so for me, as you can hear from my examples, I have a masculine body. It loves routine. It wants to eat the same thing all the time, have structure in its day. It likes to know when we start and stop work, things like that. I have a masculine mind. It likes to tick things off. It likes processes. It likes structure. You know, I don't do good with distraction. I don't do well with distraction. So they're both masculine for me. But when it comes to thinking about the energy of my heart space is definitely feminine. And so when I had that realization that my heart space tends to sit in the feminine energy, it was like such a big relief for me, because I've been wanting that. I was so worried I was too dominant in my masculine. And so what does this actually mean in practical terms for the private practice? Well, for me, what that means is, and I can give you another example. Last year, I did a course, and as part of that course, I was given a tracker in Trello that I could edit and use as a pipeline for, you know, tracking clients. So I was using it religiously. I was using it to track inquiries. I was making a little card for each inquiry that came through. Then I'd bump that card across to the next column for if they had booked an inquiry call, then I'd bump the card across to the next column if they wanted more information. And do you know what I mean? So it just kind of follows the journey of each individual client that had any contact at all with my business. And then what happened, I think, was I was getting ready to release my registration as a psychologist in Australia. I did that in September. But I think leading up to that, I got very caught up in the masculine of tying up loose ends, making sure I'd done handovers for all my clients, finishing up with them, you know, just making sure all the stuff was done so I could actually leave psychology with a clear mind. As a result of that, I got so caught up in it that I stopped using my pipeline. And then what happened was I released the registration, and then it became a big focus and a big investment of my time and energy onto private practice consulting and private practice coaching and supporting myself through that, and with COVID and taking everything online. You know, it was a big year, wasn't it? 2020. But anyway, what I've sort of realized lately was, I used to have this pipeline, and why aren't I using it anymore? And my business was doing well when I was tracking. Can you hear my masculine energy? My business was doing well when I was tracking. So I thought, if I want my business to continue to do well, I should probably keep tracking. And I had looked at my pipeline and I just felt, I just felt so heavy about it and so uncomfortable. And I couldn't even look at it. And then it was in supervision yesterday that I was talking with my supervisor, and what came through as a result of our discussion was I was saying to her, I don't like using this board because it's just horrible to look at. Like the wallpaper on my Trello board was somebody else's wallpaper, and it was black and gray, and it had hot pink writing down the bottom in a font that I didn't even like. And it just, I'm all about, I like sacred geometry and I like clean colors and I like my little crescent moons and things like that. And anyway, it was as I was talking to my supervisor that I realized, hey, I wonder if it's something as simple as me changing what it looks like. And then I was telling her about, heart energy. And as we were exploring that, I was able to see that keeping a pipeline was an opportunity for me to connect in with that heart space. So what I was able to do was change the colors. I know this sounds so basic, doesn't it? I'm saying it out loud and it's kind of embarrassing, but it's powerful. So what I did was I changed the colors. I made the wallpaper white. I made all of the cards white. I put sacred geometry all over it in gold. And it just feels clean and angelic. And the vibe of this Trello board now is just beautiful. I love it so much. And instead of calling it my client pipeline, which just felt very uncomfortable and icky, and I was just resisting that, I've called it my manifestation board. Because what happens is when I build those relationships with people, whether it's thanking people for their email about the podcast, or whether it's responding to somebody's inquiry about coaching or supervision or something like that, I can put all of their information into this board and I can manifest a beautiful connection with them. And this board allows me to visually see at which stage of the process we are in building that deeper connection. It also allowed me to look at gaps that I had and see opportunities for supporting them in new ways. And so my private clients are going to be getting a surprise this week. I'd hope to get it out yesterday, but I didn't get a chance. So hopefully it will go out today. But it's just a little extra thing that I want to provide for them that shows them that I love them and that I care about them and that I want success for them and I want alignment and purpose and passion, and I want them to feel cared for and loved. And this is just a new way of me being able to do that. And so now I see the board as a visual representation for me of the relationships that I'm building. I'm manifesting these beautiful relationships with these beautiful women, and that just feels so good. And so I've been able to transmute the energy of something I was resisting and pushing away to something I'm now really excited about working on and with, because I'm connecting in with that heart space. And when you connect in with your heart space, That's where you step into your feminine radiance, okay? That's when you start to raise your vibration without effort. You raise your vibration just very naturally through the things you say to yourself, the way you feel, also the things that you do, and it just feels really, 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 really good. So I just wanted to give you those examples there of sort of my day-to-day life and how you can see, whether or not you might be in your masculine or your feminine. And don't get upset with yourself. There's no right or wrong way to this. I think you just need to be aware of, your body energy, mind energy, and heart energy. And with that awareness, you'll be able to zig to your own zag, and that's going to benefit your practice and it's going to benefit your clients very, 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 very much. And you'll be able to close the gap on where you are now and that goal that you have for your business. Okay. And so, yeah, I love talking about this and I could talk about it all day long. If you would like to learn more, or if you have any questions about masculine or feminine energy, you can email me. My email address is hello@brooklynstorm.com. And I've got information in the show notes about free resources for private practice, as well as information about group and individual supervision, also about coaching, and also about the private practice class of 2021. That only opens up for enrollment twice a year. It opened for enrollment in December and we had a January start. It will open again for enrollment in early June for a July start. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about that, let me know and I can absolutely, send you the link so you can have a look at the website and see some more information there. But otherwise, thank you so much for your time. I hope you loved this episode. I'm really looking forward to seeing the transformations for you and your beautiful private practice. Thanks so much. I appreciate you so, 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 so much. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.